Now, Douglas North goes to the polls in 3 days' time. We'll be hearing from the three candidates on mandate this week. This morning, the first to declare in the constituency following the elevation of Bill Henderson to the Legislative Council, Ireland businessman Ralph Peake. Mr. Peake established, runs the lighting company Luminaires. He cites creating jobs, growing the economy and protecting pensioners' rights among his priorities. Good morning, Mr. Peake.
Good morning, James. Thank you for asking me.
Not at all. How are you going to grow the economy exactly and protect pensioners' rights?
Well, certainly growing the economy I do think is the most important issue we've got facing us. And I do think to have the right people in that position to really drive the economy forward is important. It's like running a business, really. You do have to think business-like. We've had great leaders in the past, J.B. Bolton, Charles Carouche, Clifford Irving. These are all great business people, and they actually brought great business experience to the Isle of Man and really put us on a sound footing for the financial sector, which we have enjoyed over the last 20 or 30 years. I believe we've got, you know, growth in the last 30 years.
But how could your business experience help the House, potentially?
Well, I have run my business for 23 years, and it's all about bringing people and getting them motivated. And what I've really found on the doorstep is a real disconnect. It's the workforce in government really do feel a disconnect with their management. And it's a great, great shame, because we have to actually get the workers on side. We've got to pull in the same direction. And management, it's all about trying to get people to get motivated and to go in the same direction. So you do need a clear goal, and business leaders, business people can understand, see opportunities in the future and really get a clear vision, get the workforce motivated and really pull together. This bickering is not taking us anywhere. It's just gone round and round in circles. We need a clear message and motivation to get everyone working forward.
That's what Alan Bell hoped for at the start of this government, a government of national unity, and of course it hasn't materialised like that. I mean, if successful, it's all, the talk's good, but what realistically could you achieve in effectively what will be 16 months?
It is a short period of time, I appreciate that, but it's really getting the foundations in place. We have to be positive about the opportunities we've got, see those opportunities and work with people in the Isle of Man. We've got some great people in the Isle of Man, great businesses. It's really getting them motivated and galvanised together to work together for this.
Well, your intention was to meet every voter in North Douglas. Did you get a surprise when you actually went walkabout and realised there's quite an area to cover here?
You're quite right, James, that's exactly right. But up to now, I've actually visited 1,250 houses and I've had a great, great response. And the biggest thing I've felt, what I've heard is, people actually, they're not actually looking out for themselves now. They actually do realise the serious position we're in and they do want some leadership. And the response I've had from actually owning my own business, the response on the doorstep has been, you are the right person to do this.
What issues are having the most impact on people in North Douglas?
Well, the concern of the economy, it's the concern of these small taxes. These small taxes are having a very negative effect on people. We want to have the big issues transparently conveyed to the electorate. They are adults, they do want to understand this, and you need to get people who can convey that message and really motivate everybody and bring everyone together and move forward.
And how would you juggle that mix of being a family man, a businessman, a national politician, a father?
That's right. One of those reasons there is one of the reasons I'm standing, to be honest, because my eldest son now, he's taking his GCSEs at the moment. And what is the future we're going to leave for them? If we carry on this bickering and political points been scoring, we're just going to end up with an island that doesn't have a future for our children.
What is your view on the current administration and their policies then?
I think they started out with good intent, and it has
one person or two people, the new faces this week, aren't going to make enough of a difference to that, are they?
Well, I think you need to make a start somewhere. That's it. Start with business people who can then galvanise people together. Stop this squabbling, bickering. Let's move forward together.
And in terms of safeguarding public services, how would you help try and go along about that?
Well, the exciting thing there is that people have told me that they're not happy with the working environment at the moment in government. So safeguarding, giving them a future, giving them a purpose, having jobs that don't produce is not good for one's well-being. Having a purpose, giving them clear direction, then people will enjoy their work more. They'll feel more proud of the island and the jobs they're actually doing.
Just finally, why should the people of North Douglas vote for you on Thursday?
Because I'm qualified to take this position up. I've had 23 years of business experience and I understand how to motivate people, galvanise them together and take us forward.
Ralph Peake, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, James.
Thank you very much, Ralph Peake, one of three candidates in Thursday's North Douglas by-election. Of course, the others are David Ashford and Mary Booth, and we'll hear from them in mandate tomorrow and on Wednesday.